America's Babylonian Antichrist Cipher. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 1 is a verse that I want to begin with. It says this, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy." Most people who study these scriptures, who we would consider to be theologians or scholars, identify that this is a imagery of the Antichrist system at the time of the end that would rise up. And I want you to notice there are 10 horns and 7 heads. The 7 heads are prophetic empires that ruled during the time of all the way Egypt up till the very last one, which is called in the Bible the 8th empire, which rules for 42 months, which is the Antichrist empire. Now I'm going to have them put this up so you can see this. The dates are there. The first empire of Bible prophecy was the Egyptian empire. The second one, the Assyrian empire. The third, the Babylonian empire. The fourth, the Medo-Persian empire. The fifth was the Grecian empire. And by the way, they ruled in succession one after the other. And then, of course, the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire actually existed through the Byzantine Empire that continued to 1453 AD. And then the scripture says there's a 7th empire that will come for a short space. Some think that's the European Union. Others think that it's the reformation of the Turkish Islamic Empire. There's difference of opinions about that. But the one that is the most interesting as it relates to where everything ends up is called the 8th Empire, Revelation 17:11, and it will continue for 42 months. So the Antichrist Empire is not a 7-year empire. There's one the first 42 months called the 7th, and he will be the 8th, and he rules in Daniel time, times, and dividing of time. That's 1 year, 2 years, and half a year, 3.5 years, and that's found in the book of Revelation as well. So this 8th empire is the one where we're going. Now here's the part that I want to get into, and I want you to track with me. I use the term track with me on this because this is a very interesting thought, and it's very, very, very biblical, by the way, and that is this, that all empires of prophecy and all major empires in the world today have what's called a prince spirit. This is a term used in the book of Daniel that controls the governmental thinking of the leaders of that particular empire. And Ephesians 6:12, Paul wrote about this. He lived in the time of the Roman Empire. The Romans were very fierce in times of war. They had rules and laws. They scourged people. They crucified people. And Paul said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in heavenly places." And that word principalities is a word I want to key up on for just a brief moment, because you see those spirits in the 10th chapter of Daniel. One of them is over the kingdom of Persia, which is today, by the way, Iran. And that Persian empire had a spirit called Prince of the Kingdom of Persia. And the word prince would be classified in the New Testament a principality demon, one that is directly under Satan himself. Then we also discover by reading Daniel 10, there was a Prince of Grecia, or we would say today a Prince of Greece, that would follow this Prince of Persia. This too was a demonic, powerful spirit directly under the control of Satan. So we have the Prince of Persia, we have the Prince of Greece, and what happened was when Babylon fell, the Persians came. After the Persian kingdom fell, the Greeks came. And so you see this spirit activity going on behind the scene. Principalities is found 6 times in the New Testament. It's the Greek word arche. And that particular word means the first. It can mean a chief, a high level position. But it is actually translated in some what we call interlinear Greek New Testaments. It's translated as the word governments. So we could say it this way and do no harm to the scripture that we wrestle against the spirit behind the government. Because the spirits that you don't see behind governments, whether it be Russia, whether it be Ukraine, whether it be Iran, which is again Persia, Iraq, there is a chief spirit. This is all in the Bible. This is not some kind of new thinking. And if you'll remember, there is a scripture in Luke chapter 4. Jesus' temptation is mentioned by 2 gospel writers, Matthew and Luke. And Luke says this, that Satan came to Jesus and made this statement in Luke 4:6-7. "If you'll bow and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of the world, for they have been delivered to me, and whosoever I will, I can give it to them." Now, that's called a temptation. which means it was something that was a fact that could happen. So we understand that Satan does have some type of limited control over governments if a prince spirit is ruling over that government. Now I'm taking you all through all of that to get ready to show you this. This dragon and dragon in Revelation 13, for example, or even either in Revelation also chapter 12, the dragon is Satan. But the word dragon, don't picture a medieval dragon breathing fire. This word is a Greek word translated as serpent. You know, it even says the serpent has seven heads. Did you know that there are constellations in the heaven? There's one called Hydra, which is a serpent in the heavens. Did you know that in Iraq centuries ago, they discovered a snake that had seven different heads on it? So this is something that was kind of in existence in the early ideas of men and mankind, probably all the way back to, let's say, maybe the time of the Tower of Babel, somewhere around that time frame. However, the symbolism of the book of Revelation tells you that there is Satan. The Satan has seven empires that he is controlled, but in the end of days, he will have 10 horns. Those horns represent individual kings in their nation. So there will be 10 kings who will align themselves with the beast system, or what we call the Antichrist system, at the end of days. Now, this is where we're going to go with this, and I want you to really track, because what happened today with Persia sending missiles into Israel is a part of what I want to explain to you why that's happening. First of all, in Revelation 13 and 3, when John sees this beast come up out of the sea, in the Greek, it's a wild beast, a deadly beast. It comes up out of the sea, and it has seven heads and 10 horns. Verse 3 of Revelation 13 says this: I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and the deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered, or we could say was amazed, at this beast or this beast system that was coming. Now, the History Channel came several years ago. I've not seen if they ever developed this or not. I think I kind of messed up their teaching, I'll be honest with you. They said, they were interviewing me, they had the cameras up, and they said, now you know that according to most people, that the Antichrist is going to be either shot in the head or he's going to be killed and resurrected like Jesus. Do you believe that? I said, absolutely not. And the guy said, stop the camera. This really happened. And he said, now everybody else we've talked to said that. I said, they're wrong. And I said, let's go get a Bible. I said, bring me a Bible. And when I read this to him, I saw one of his heads. Now, wait a minute. If this is talking about one single man, how many heads can one man have? Help me, somebody. We're not weird people today. How many heads can one man have? Okay. We're not, okay. One. So why does it say heads here? Because it's not talking about a human being. It's talking about empires that have ruled. And it says there's one of the heads of those seven empires that is wounded to death. And even in John's day, it didn't exist. He said, but what's going to happen is the death wound to this one empire is going to be healed, and all the world's going to go, how in the world did that happen? I'd like to take you through those again. Egypt is still the country of Egypt. Assyria is the country of Syria. Babylon is the area of today Iraq. Are you tracking with me? Greece is still Greece. The Persians are still the Persians. There's only one of those seven empires. Rome, Italy still exists. It was the headquarters for the Roman Empire. There's only one of those empires in the Bible that is totally, completely dead, and that's the Babylonian Empire. Oh, guess what? To further prove to you that he's talking here about a wound to a head that was healed, that he's talking about the ancient Babylonian Empire, go to Revelation 17, and it talks about mystery Babylon. Go to Revelation chapter 18. It talks about mystery Babylon. Babylon is the name used by John in the book of Revelation about the religious system and the economic system and the political system at the end of days. Now, here's my question for you. Are y'all still here? Say amen. I want to make sure you're getting this. So here's the question I want to ask you. Where in the world was the ancient Babylonian Empire? Here we go. Lebanon, Syria, Iraq. Where all of the trouble happening in the world is centered in that area. So let me say it to you this way. Remember, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and even though Iran, the Shia nation of Iran, is behind all the trouble with their proxies and their missiles of Hamas and Hezbollah, and they are, this is a known fact, all of that stretch of property, let me tell you what the Bible says it's going to be like at the end of days. This is an end of days verse. This is going to explain to you that part of the world, and maybe your eyes will be open just a little bit. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. He cried with a mighty voice saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Birds in the New Testament can be used as a metaphor for evil spirits. Did you hear what it says? This area has become the headquarters, the dwelling place of devils, the stronghold of every evil spirit. Now, I want to say to you, I've got Palestinian friends. I've got a ton of Muslim friends. I've got Jewish friends. And believe it or not, I got some friends that don't even believe in God. I'm trying to help them out before they leave this world. But I have a lot of friends. Some of you might be surprised at some of the friends I have. I'm not going to name drop. But some of the biggest names in the United States are personal friends of mine. And I never preach about them from the pulpit. I never tell you who they were because it's none of your business. If I called their name, you'd know it. But see, I want to tell you something about this because this is what's important. This is what I want to focus on. What is going on in that area? Because you have Hezbollah, which is funded by the Persians, who have these tens of thousands of missiles, who are trying to destroy Israel even as I'm speaking. And yet we've got these people in these universities. We are Hamas. Let me tell you what to do. I will pay you. I will pay one person's ticket to go over to Gaza Strip and walk in there and start your foolishness over there and see how long you live. And I'm not talking about the Israelis. I know a lot of things the media don't. I know things about Watergate that the media still don't know. You know why? Because my dad's had a church member that was with the CIA that listened to the Watergate tapes before anybody did and before it made the Washington Post. And I happen to still have in my possession the tape. I know about Barry Seals delivering drugs to Arkansas. How do I know? Because the man that Barry spoke to in confidence before they killed him, I taped him. I have his tape. You're never going to hear it. Nobody's going to hear it. Why? Because it's mine. But what I'm trying to say to you, I'm not some little, no, I am. I'm a West Virginia hillbilly preacher. I'll be honest, I'm proud to be a hillbilly. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm just not some hick up here trying to throw a bunch of stuff out there to impress you. God has helped me to make contacts with people that know things that we don't preach, we don't publicly talk about, and we keep it to ourselves. And I'm wanting to tell you that if you could see the October 7th tape, you would vomit and would have nightmares at night. But they won't show it. Obviously, they're not going to show it, and they probably shouldn't because of the impact it would have on people. You would just, and people left and walked out after they saw this. My friend saw it and said, I have nightmares to this day from watching the tape. All right, are you still here? You can't tell me that's not demonic. That's not human. That's not even, animals don't even treat each other like that. Yeah, lions will kill to eat, sure. But you look at an average animal, most animals know how to respect at least another animal. But my granddad wrote a poem years ago about two monkeys in a tree complaining about evolution. And they said, man's got it all messed up because man didn't come from us because we know how to treat our babies and be faithful to our wives. And men don't. Two little monkeys sitting in a tree. It's kind of a cool little poem. Okay, let me get back on track. But my point is that if you look at the territory based on the scripture, then that territory is a habitation, and it will be at the time of the end, of all sorts of evil spirits. And that's why when evil spirits take control of some of these individuals, they do the things that they do because they have no love. The Bible says they're turned over, Romans 1, to a reprobate mind. They believe a lie and they're going to be condemned to hell because they love not the truth. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So when you have people whose thinking is not about love and caring about humanity and caring about people, but they have this ideology, that's why we have, now listen to me carefully, that's why the focus of attention Since 1991, if the Gulf War has been in what we call, this is in the scripture now, the area of the beast kingdom. It is the area of the future Antichrist kingdom. Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, all of these countries, according to Daniel chapter 8 in verse 9, which is a verse that deals with the future Antichrist, says he will be great to the east. And that's that strip I just named there. And also great to the south, which would be, according to Daniel, Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. So here's my point, and I don't want you to miss my point in kind of getting sidetracked about some of these things, okay? And that is that prince spirits and demons shift territories with political transitions. When you have a major political transition, the spirits that are invisible, that are in the spirit realm, known as principalities, powers, rulers of darkness that Paul talked about, fallen angels and demonic powers in the invisible world, they will begin to shift territories. Many years ago in Tibet, missionaries were working with Tibetan monks. They awoke in the morning and it seemed like most of the monks were rather confused. They said, quote, 1,000 of our gods have gone to Germany. Their spirits had left the area. In other words, their gods would be what we would consider demonic spirits. Another, you tracking with me? When they say gods, there's only one God. Everything else is an idol. So in other words, to them, it was their spirits, with the spirits that work among them. Later, it was learned that it was the same day that Hitler was elected in Germany. Eventually, and I've checked this out by sources, Hitler had 1,000 monks in an occult branch of the Nazi party. Now, here's the thing that you have to understand about certain religions. Certain religions believe in reincarnation. So in other words, if you die, you are reincarnated maybe into an animal or into something, and you just keep going into reincarnation till you get perfect karma and you become the perfect thing, and there you have it. Now, if you were to believe that teaching, then it would be possible for you to say to yourself, well, if the Jews are bad and we take them out, they will come back as something better perhaps and won't be Jews. So then you have a reason based on your false doctrine for taking out the lives of other people, because you believe you didn't really kill them. They're just going to reincarnate into something else. Anyway, having said that, and that's just my observation of that particular thing, The Nazi party began to rise in Germany through Adolf Hitler. The swastika is a very strange emblem, especially as it was used in Germany. Now, I want to tell you something that freaked me out, and this really did. We were in Rome, Italy. We were visiting the Vatican. We had a bunch of friends with us. And when we were in the catacombs, I saw swastikas over Christians' graves. And anybody can just research this. I'm not making this up. And I'm freaking out. I said, now, what are they doing with a Nazi? And I said, wait. This is way before the Nazis. This is the early church period. This is like first century, second century, whatever. And I found out that the way it was made in that day was a symbol they used for the resurrection. Now, not the way Germany. Listen, Hitler did what's called the twisted cross. He took the top branches and he switched them. Okay, it's called the twisted cross. But I'm freaking out. Well, here's what I found out. And I had to go through some research to get clear my mind on why in the world in catacombs of Rome does this particular emblem show up. Originally, in certain early religions, we're talking about religions before the time of Christianity, in certain areas, the swastika, not the Nazi one, but the one that's a certain direction, was a symbol of the god of good luck, according to two early religions. The Nazis used the counterclockwise design to replace the cross of Christianity. And so you get into this symbolism, you get into things, and you start saying to yourself, what is this weird connection between early religions, some of their symbolism, some of their beliefs, some of their idea, and how does it impact us today? How does this stuff continue? How do you have people doing the same thing that was done 400 years ago? How do you have men that haven't even changed? They're still killing people, they're still beheading people, And it's like, are we living in the 11th or 12th century? Why is this still going on? The only answer that you can come up with, and sociologists will say one thing, psychiatrists will say something else, different people will say different things. I'm going to stick with the inspired word of God. The only thing you can explain as to how this is happening is to understand spiritual warfare. To understand Satan is a fallen angel, according to Ezekiel 28, Isaiah chapter 14, Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. And Christ, who preexisted with God, said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. When he fell, Revelation 12, he took a third of the angels with him, deceived them, and they're called fallen angels. There are also, we don't have time to get into all this, the history of it all, but I'm saying to you, the area that we're seeing right now, which is the area of Lebanon, the area of Syria, and the area of Iraq, in Iran, is the territory of the ancient spirits. It's the territory of these spirits that we're talking about from ancient Babylon. Now, let me add this. There are many, many good people in Persia. I know some people in Iran, the country that's attacking Israel. And I would say that 30% of the population leans toward radical Shia Islam, and the younger generation, which is under 30, of whom I'm very familiar with, they do not want them. They do not want that religion. They do not want the terrorism. They do not want the hate. They want to see more of a Western civilization built there, but they're having a very difficult time with it because of the religious leadership. And so the same thing is true with Lebanon. I have a friend of mine from Jerusalem here, and he'll tell you that Lebanon at one time was a very strong Christian country. It was 80% Christian at one time, and the Christians had to flee because of the deaths and the different things that were taking place there in Lebanon. Syria had a very good Christian population, and because of everything that's happening, many of the people in the country have had to find ways out, ways to escape, or maybe try to come to the West if it was at all possible. I want to present to you the most anticipated ministry gathering all year long, the Awaken America Summit, featuring myself, Mario Morello, Lance Walnut, Joseph C., and Jensen Franklin. In my first message, you will discover the American Babylonian Antichrist cipher and how this ancient spirit is wreaking havoc on American politics and culture. In my second message, learn how angels and demons battle every 4 years for the destiny and soul of America before our election cycles. You must see the Hebraic letters, symbols, and numbers in the powerful message that exposes the prophetic mystery of the near assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, along with other amazing prophetic parallels. My fourth message was heaven, departed loved ones, and death mysteries, revealing new information and explaining how many mysteries seldom taught by pastors, including new information on what happens 2 or 4 minutes after the death of a person occurs. This is a very unique message. Now, I want you to experience the same excitement of the attendees when hearing and seeing Joseph Zeke explain the last day's apocalyptic foresight that he gave us in his revelation. Just a powerful message. This was followed by Mario Morello's explosive manifesto called It's Our Time Now. Jensen Franklin electrified the assembly of the saints when explaining how you must create your own worship to survive Satan's attacks. Lance Walnau then followed up with his famous whiteboard and taught on the anointing required to defeat the systems of this world. These unedited, now remember, they're unedited. You get them as they were preached. These 8 messages provide over 8 hours of exposés with powerful prophetic insight and practical teaching that will inspire, enlighten, and prepare, and also strengthen you for these last days. The CDs are the audio messages. The DVDs have the message and the pictures, the charts, and also important visual insights. These 8 messages are also available on audio flash drive for your car and also for your home computers. To order your 8 CD set, request offer 24 ME CD for a donation of $55 or more. To receive the 8 DVDs, use offer number 24 ME DVD for a donation of $95 or more. You can select the USB flash drive with the 8 messages by requesting offer number 24 ME USB for a donation of $55 or more. Call 1-888-21-BREAD or go online at perrystone.org. But you can also send a check to Perry Stone Ministries, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320, and request CDs, DVDs, or USB drive. We are looking forward to hearing from you. I cannot express to you how significant this 2024 prophetic summit called Awaken America actually was. In all my time of doing a fall event, which dates back to 1987, never have I heard such teaching, felt such excitement, or actually experienced such right now words from God. Now, you just saw a portion. Let me tell you something about when you watch Manifest, where I show you a portion of the teaching. And I hate it's this way, but it just is. We go from the text and we go about 21 minutes into it. And that's like the introduction. The real meat starts at about 24 and a half, 25 minutes, then carries all the way through about to the 70 minute point. So in other words, you're getting the kind of like a little bit of the up front, the topping, but the real meat is underneath. And you know, we don't have time to say, put this in, let's add that to that. And then it becomes a choppy message. So the best thing to do is order the CDs or DVDs, or you can order the flash drive, okay, for your car or your computer. So here's what I want to tell you. If you can, get the DVDs. Here's why. Because there's whiteboards that are used by speakers. You can see what they're talking about. And on my messages, especially the one that's coming up dealing with the Hebraic mystery of the Trump assassination, you've got to see the numerical values, you've got to see the dates, and we did a ton of stuff with PowerPoint to show the people, not just teach it, but show it. And they're like, oh my goodness. So let's go ahead and get this in today. Now let me tell you one more thing that's very important. Most people know this who know our ministry. We do not send out letters asking for money. We do have partners that give, but we do not send out letters even to partners asking for finance. We function as we do through the majority of our income through resources. So when you order anything from us, remember it goes 100% back in the ministry. When you order any product from us, I don't get anything from that. That's 100% ministry. I'm on a salary through a board of directors, and that's my income every month. So let me just say to you, please go to perrystone.org and look up anything else. We've got a lot of great material out there. Be sure and order this today and get your DVDs or CDs. We also have downloads you can purchase of this as well. So got a lot of things going on. We want to get this word to you. And I want to thank you for joining me. I'll see you next week for another excerpt.
Help amplify Perry's message and ministry by joining the Partner Strike Force today. As Perry's partner, you'll be supporting multiple outreach programs from Perry Stone Ministries, including Worldwide Evangelism, Feeding the Underprivileged, The Manifest Telecast, Creating Books and Media, Prison Ministry, and more. As a Partner Strike Force member, you'll also receive special access to premium events and materials, such as our Partner Strike Force website, live-streamed prophetic updates, partners-only tours in Israel, and more. Go to perrystone.org and sign up today.